back in 2012, I had an accident where I was doing chin-ups on a soccer crossbar and the goals collapsed on my head. They crushed my skull and put me into a two-week coma. When I woke, I was blind in my right eye, and I had accrued a whole bunch of mental illnesses which I didn't even know about until later down the track. Depression, post-traumatic stress, epilepsy, ADHD, a nice shopping list of mental illnesses. So I struggled for a good couple of years after being institutionalised. I reached out for help at Headspace and I found they really helped me. And once I started to heal, I realised the true effects that mental illness has. Prior to the accident, I had limited knowledge of mental health. Once I accrued these mental illnesses, I realised this could happen to anybody. And this is nasty stuff. It's deadly. I try to take my life. I've got cuts and scars all over my arms to prove the effects that mental health can have on a person. And it's amazing just how powerful one of these illnesses can be. You can't see it. It's a silent criminal.
So what do you hope to achieve through Raise Your Cards?
We want people to start to realise the truth about mental illness and promoting good mental health. The stigmas that are out there right now, because it's such a taboo topic, they make the average Joe Blow not want to come out and say, hey guys, I'm battling mental illness. We want people to be able to share their stories confidently and say, hey, I'm not afraid to speak out. I'm battling with an illness. If you can relate, that's great. Look, you're not the only one that's battling. So put faces to mental illnesses.
So how did you come up with the idea?
There was four of us in a group. We were Haywire winners that went over to Canberra. We were all working on an idea that would be able to assist in breaking the stigmas and stereotypes surrounding mental illness in young people.
Tell me a bit about this foursome that you're a part of. Who are the other members?
So we've got Hannah Schofield, Justice King and Natasha Pevitt-Banks. All of us are winners from all across Australia. We've all dealt with our own mental health issues and we've carried this passion into a little group, and this is where Raise Your Cards has evolved from.
So why cards?
We wanted something that was simple and effective. We noticed on YouTube clips previously that we've seen in the past that these short silent videos have proven to work. They were getting shared through social media. So we thought, well, you know what? We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can just take the idea and roll with it in our own way.
So how's the campaign going so far then?
We haven't technically launched it yet because grant money has only just been handed out, but we have got a page up and running and people have really embraced it and liked our page and really interacted with our current videos that are on there.
Tell me how going to Canberra was.
It was incredible. It was the experience over there, meeting 40 other young, enthusiastic winners. Everybody there was the same mindset to make a positive change in their communities. It was incredible. It made some great friends that I will cherish for the rest of my life. And I'm just so proud to be part of such a great group with Raise Your Cards. It was a group effort and it's hopefully an idea that will carry on to the far future and really change the way we see mental health.
And what was your reaction when you found out about the Haywire grant?
I was amazed and I was really proud of my group. Yeah, it was amazing to see that Australia was really embracing our idea and wanted to help, wanted to back us.